Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Hey, Mary, it's John Williams. You're on WGN Radio. How are you?
I'm doing well, John. How are you doing?
I'm terrific. You are the co-founder of Honor Flight Chicago. What does Honor Flight Chicago do?
Honor Flight Chicago flies our World War II and our Korean War vets to Washington, D.C. for a day of honor and a way to say thanks for your service.
What do you do when you get them to Washington? What do you do in the Capitol?
We go to the World War II Memorial, the Korean, Lincoln, and Vietnam Memorial, the Air and Space Museum where the Enola Gay is, and other surprises along the way.
What is, you and I have talked about this, and I think people are generally familiar with this concept. I wonder what's most important to them. Is it being in those places, or is it the sort of respect that they're given just throughout the day? I wonder what the big moment for these men and women is when they go.
Great question. I really don't think it, in my mind, the trip is a conduit for the many different ways that we can say thanks. So when they get to the airport in the morning, they're expecting a free ticket, maybe a free breakfast, and instead they've got a free ticket and breakfast, but also the Andrews sisters singing the tunes of the 40s and the 50s.
Nice, yeah.
And then they get on the plane, and the pilot, you know, of course, banters with them. Most of the pilots are retired military. And all along the way, they're being thanked. They're being thanked by strangers in D.C. We have a crowd. We have a band. We have, you know, 250 people in D.C. greeting them when the plane lands. And at every memorial, their pictures are being taken. Strangers are walking up from France and from all over the world to say, may I get an autograph? May I thank you?
A friend of mine is a Korean veteran, and he started to tell me the story about it. He was on one of the flights not that long ago, and he broke down in tears as he was telling the story. And his wife had heard the story many times, and they were both in tears. The whole, now that you mention it, it was just the whole experience. And this is a guy who has had a nice life and has had plenty of accolades, and yet the honor flight brings him to tears just to talk about it.
Very true, and even more true with the Korean War vets. You know, we lost 36,000 lives in 38 months, and yet we didn't even call it a war for years. We called it a police action.
Yeah.
So when we get the opportunity to fly the Korean War vets, they're just bawling. They're so thankful to finally be honored.
You guys are doing a fundraiser, 2017 Bourbon Street Fundraiser, Monday the 29th from 3 to 7. This is in Marionette Park. 92 cents of every dollar raised goes directly to the costs incurred flying these men and women to and from our nation's capital. HonorFlightChicago.org. So is it a dinner, drinking, gambling, disco dancing kind of thing? What is this?
And it's on Sunday, October 29th.
Even better
than Monday.
Oh, I said Monday, didn't I? Good. Sunday the 29th. Okay.
And we've got the Sweet Reminder singing the tunes of the 40s, 50s, and 60s. We've got the Frankfurt Brass Band with great military and patriotic music. Wayne Messmer, who sang the World Series Cubs game, is singing the national anthem, and lots of surprises. We've got the Bagpipers, the Robin Baumgarten from WGN.
I'm glad to hear all of this.
Special guest, all sorts of great things going on.
All right, let's you and I touch bases one more time for the folks that aren't listening to us right now. We'll get you an even bigger crowd still. But in the meantime, HonorFlightChicago.org, HonorFlightChicago.org. Mary, good luck to you all.
Thank you so much, John. And could we also leave the phone number? It's 773-227-8387.
773-227-8387.
Thank you, John.
We'll be in touch, Mary.